Well, hello, everybody, and goodness gracious, it's been a while since I've done a Music That Matters podcast. Hello, my name is Troy Nelson, and I am your host on KEXP on Saturdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and I'm very happy to do another Music That Matters podcast. This is number 401. I can't even remember when the last time I did a podcast was, but it has been quite a while. It is a sunny day here in Seattle, although since this is a podcast, it may not be sunny wherever you are, but I hope it is at least in your mind, and I am here to bring you some stuff that I've been listening to lately. This podcast is just going to be about all the stuff in 2014 so far that I think is pretty cool. I've got music from Seattle to Brooklyn to Australia to Puerto Rico and much, much more. So happy to be with you here for the Music That Matters podcast number 401. The first band that I want to play for you all here is a San Francisco via Louisiana duo. They are called Painted Palms.
Kick around.
You're listening to Music That Matters podcast number 401, 90.3 KEXP in Seattle. Stream all over the world at kexp.org. That is some brand new music out of Seattle right there, and they are called Soft Hills. And that particular track right there is called, and I just dropped a bunch of CDs on the floor. That track is called How Can I Explain, and maybe I should grab these. That's a mess. Okay. Anyway, before that, you heard Blank Realm. I am really loving this album, too, by Blank Realm. It is an Australian band, and their latest album is called Grassed In. You heard the track Reach You on the Phone. Some cool phrasing in that song. Almost has sort of a Dylan vibe and just kind of, I don't know, just a cool song. Haven't heard anything quite like it. Painted Palms at the top of the set. Painted Palms are a group that started in Louisiana, or they're a duo, actually. They started in Louisiana and they are now in San Francisco doing some nice little blissful blend of 60s psych pop and modern electro pop. Just some very, very interesting, cool stuff. My name's Troy Nelson here with you with the Music That Matters podcast number 401. And if you are on kexp.org, these things are totally free to use. And we do these quite frequently and they are a lot of fun. And definitely the listener response has been really cool. So thanks for checking out the Music That Matters podcast. You can also sign up for our Song of the Day podcast, where each day of the week you will get a free song. It'll just plop right into your iTunes or what have you. So you can do that at kexp.org as well. Gonna switch over to a little bit more of the electronic side of things here. And this EP, this is a debut, by the way, and I was pretty stunned that this is a debut. So I would be expecting to hear some great stuff from this duo right here. But they've sort of a LCD sound system, talking heads kind of thing going on, and I am just digging it. So check it out. This is music from Deluxe, Music That Matters podcast number 401. We'll be right back.
Thank you. passing time. I'm just swallowing pride, passing time. Swallowing pride and passing time. I'm just swallowing pride.
You're listening to Music That Matters podcast number 401 here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle, and we stream all over the world at kexp.org. That is a Chicago duo called Supreme Cuts, and that track is called Cocktails featuring Shy Girls. And before that, you heard Gardens and Villa. Been listening to this album quite a bit. They're out of Santa Barbara, California. It is their second record, a very solid set of sort of 80s-influenced synth pop. It was produced by DFA co-founder Tim Goldsworthy, so that is really cool as well. Deluxe at the top of the set. I cannot believe, like I said before, this is a debut out of Los Angeles from this duo, and I cannot wait to hear a full length from Deluxe. That song is called Make Space Visitors. It's a remix of that song featuring Sal P and Dennis Citizen Kane. My name's Troy Nelson, and it's been wonderful being your host for Music That Matters podcast number 401. I can't believe we're already breaking the 400 mark in these Music That Matters podcasts. If you go to kexp.org, of course, you can sign up for these for free. And you can also sign up for our Song of the Day podcast. I still have lots to get to here. I am very, very excited about this album. Been looking for the vinyl copy, and I know it exists, but for some reason, maybe the local record stores here in Seattle just sold out. I've been trying to get my hands on this. I got to obviously just do a little bit more searching around. But I love the band Davila 666, and they're a Puerto Rican band, and I was obsessed with that debut self-titled record that they put out, and so I've been waiting. It seems like it's been a long time for Davila 666 to put something else out, and then all of a sudden, AJ Davila from that band is putting out now a solo record, or has put out a debut solo album, and I was very, very excited to listen to it, and of course, once I did, I was like, yes, it sounds like Davila 666, but it's a little different. You'll hear. It's a great track. I've been calling this track when I've been playing it on the radio Salvages, but I have a feeling maybe it's like Salvejes, or I don't know. I don't even barely know how to pronounce my own name, but if anyone has a pronunciation of that, let me know. But it looks like Salvages, Salvejes. I have no idea. I love when there's words that are in a different language and I try throwing an accent on it, you know, which makes no sense because the accent is even wrong. So now I'm not only mispronouncing a word, but I'm also using the wrong accent. You know, Salvejes, you know, that's not even correct at all. Stupid. But what's not stupid, AJ Davila here on Music That Matters podcast number 401.
We don't want no gay god scene in this house. And we don't want no gorgeous teen in your mouth. And we don't like your gay god scenes. It's teenage head. And we don't want no gay god scene in this house. We don't want no gay god scene in this house. No gorgeous teen in your mouth. And we don't like your gay guy scenes. It's teenage chat. We don't like your gay guy scenes. That boy takes away your self-esteem. He's been playing with your mind. You can talk it in your sleep. If you compromise any more than this, it will be put on trial.
Cameras are back, and it is their sixth album, and I've been loving this too. It's just called Age. That song is called Gay Goth Scene, and you're listening to Music That Matters podcast number 401, brought to you by us here at KEXP, and also we stream all over the world at kexp.org. My name's Troy Nelson. I've been a huge Hidden Cameras fan for a very, very long time, and you never know what's going to be up their sleeve or in their pants, so to speak. I love the Hidden Cameras' sense of humor. They just are I'm very, very tongue-in-cheek, very funny, but this song, a little more serious. And if you watch the music video, it's a very touching music video with a great, great message. I just said touching and great, great twice. I'm like the Tommy Two Times guy in Goodfellas or something. But I love the hidden cameras, so check this record out and watch that video for Gay Goth Scene. It's a very, very cool. I'm sure you can find it at a YouTube's near you. Before that, you heard Hospitality. I was lucky enough to host these guys when they stopped by KEXP and did a live performance here in our KEXP live room. They were the sweetest people, and coincidentally, we have a mutual friend. They worked with my childhood best friend, Shane Stoneback. He recorded their first record, and I'm not sure if they worked with him on this one, but so it was cool. We had a mutual friend, and they were very, very nice and very, very fun, and that particular song is called Going Out. I just did the double word thing again. What's going on with me here? I had a late night last night. I went and saw the Grizzled Mighty, and I went and saw Fly Moon Royalty, and anytime you party with the Grizzled Mighty, you're going to be up till about, 5 a.m. pretty much. So I'm just recovering from that. And I played Habibi, one of my new favorite records. It is highly recommended. This is a Brooklyn-based band, and it is just start to finish. It is stunning. I love this album, and it's self-titled. It's out on Burger Records, and Burger is having a Burger Fest. They're having a festival and playing all, having burger bands play this thing. I'm not sure if Habibi is playing. I would hope so, but that song that you heard there is called Let Me In. At the top of the set, you heard AJ Davila. He is from the band Davila 666, putting out a solo record, and once again, highly recommending it. All these are highly recommended. Why would I be playing them? That is... Duh. AJ Davila, this album is called Terror Amor, and you heard the song, what I keep calling Salvages, or it's Salvejas, or it is neither one of those two, and I'm probably way off the mark, which is usually the case. I want to thank everyone so much for listening to the Music That Matters podcast number 401, and it has been a pleasure to be with all of you. Once again, my name's Troy Nelson. And you can hear me on Saturdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And I'm going to leave you with a Seattle band right here that the guitar player of this band, Joel Bergstrom, he's actually one of the first people I ever met when I moved to Seattle in 1999. And he was a guitar player. He was playing in a band. He's been doing this for years. He was a part of a band called Black Knight Crash. Now he has this band, Vibragun. And once again, Joel Bergstrom, he's a fantastic guitar player. He always has a billion pedals, and he's just incredible. So, of course, this Vibragun release is awesome. So I'm going to leave you with this Vibragun song called Charm Bracelet, and I wish you all well out there in listener land, and thanks again for listening to Music That Matters podcast number 401 here on KEXP and KEXP.org. Have a great day, afternoon, evening, wherever you are.
Myself, running down. fly.